It's also important to point out that so far the only cancers you can catch are this devil cancer and the dog cancer, and there's no worry that you can catch cancer from another person with cancer. So I should point that out. I get asked that a lot. Can you catch cancer from someone?
Well, having said that, Kat, what about organ transplants? Because obviously if there is a cancer that we don't know about lurking inside a donor organ, there's a possibility you could transmit that, couldn't you?
There is a possibility. And also, interestingly, in patients who have had organ transplants, they're often on immunosuppressive drugs to stop their immune system attacking the cancer, and in fact this can lead to an increase in certain types of cancer in the patient. But you shouldn't be worried if one of your relatives is affected by cancer. You can't catch it off them. So that's important to point out. Anyway, we are talking about transmissible cancers today, and this is The Naked Scientists. If you want to Twitter at The Naked Scientists, we are at Naked Scientists, and you can send us an email. It's chris@thenakedscientists.com.
Still to come, we'll find out how a cervical smear test is actually performed and analysed, and we'll also hear how carrot juice could help you to spot cancerous cells. That's coming up. Remember this noise that I exposed you to, for want of a better word, earlier. I'll give you a little taster. What do you think it is? Well, Mark in Bletchley says it's a cuckoo bird. What do you reckon? If you have any ideas, hang around for a little bit longer, because Diana O'Carroll has the answer for this week's question of the week. Kat.
It sounds like the noise my dog made when we accidentally shut her tail in the boot of the car. That was a terrible day. Anyway.